to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. I'm so happy you're here. I'm using a new platform to record episodes. So we're hoping that this works. It's said to do a test run, but I ain't got time for a test run. So we're just doing the thing and we're hoping it works. Hopefully the sound quality is better. We're going to see what's popping off. But anyway, I'm so happy you're here. I'm excited to chat as freaking always because it's a really huge topic that a lot of people, you know, I've had clients with this issue. I've had people DMing me about this. So it's really something that I want to talk about. And this is really a short luteal phase, right? If your luteal phase is less than 10 days, it is going to affect your chances of getting pregnant, staying pregnant, having a healthy pregnancy. It's also just going to affect you having a nice period, right? Like we should have a period that does not involve PMS and cramps and pain and heaviness and clotting and boob soreness and stuff before coming in and like mood swings, all the things, which is 100% possible. But we need to make sure that we are actually having, I prefer my clients to be like that 14 day luteal phase, but at least 11 to 14 days is really what we're looking for. If it's 10 days or less, you most likely have, or you do have low progesterone levels. And that is something that we really want to work on because progesterone is the hormone that is needed to get and stay pregnant. And it's also the hormone that supports your metabolism, your thyroid, your stress response, your hair, your skin, your nails, your bones. It helps prevent osteoporosis later in life. It helps prevent heart disease. Like it's extremely important. Endometrial cancer, all of it, right? So we really want to make sure that we're focusing on that. And two of the most important hormones in general to balance, to have regular ovulation and to get pregnant are insulin, which, you know, is regulating your blood sugar, which I talk about all the freaking time. And no, regulating your blood sugar is not only for diabetics and it's not only for people who have PCOS, it's for literally everybody because we all have the hormone insulin. But two of the most important hormones are insulin and cortisol. If your blood sugar or cortisol levels or both, because if one is off, most likely the other is off because everything is connected and those two really impact each other. If they're out of whack, what this could look like is having a 3 p.m. crash, needing another coffee in the afternoon, you're tired in the morning, even after 7 hours of sleep, you have brain fog, migraines, you're hungry 2 hours after you eat, you've got mood swings, you've got cravings, anything like that. Your sex hormones, like your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone, even your thyroid hormones are also going to be out of balance because everything is connected, right? Everything in our body is connected. So it is a guarantee that your estrogen and progesterone levels, which of course need to be balanced not only for pregnancy, but just to feel your absolute best, will be negatively impacted if your insulin and your cortisol levels are off. Like, that is a 100% guarantee. Now, in your luteal phase, the reason why I'm talking about this, you're like, okay, Corinne, I thought we're talking about our luteal phase. We are. I will get to it. You freaking know the vibe around here, okay? I was a teacher for 9 years. I got to give you some background information first. So, which if you didn't know that, I was a teacher for 9 years. I taught Spanish and ENL, mostly in the high school setting, but across the 9 years, I taught literally every single grade. But anyway, I did that for 9 years before I left in August of 2020 to run this business full time. So that's why it's like supports me so much now because that's why my programs are so amazing, why my podcast is so good because I know how to teach, especially topics that you like don't know about, you've never learned about because we don't learn this shit in school. Anyway, another side tangent. In your luteal phase, your resting cortisol is naturally higher. It just naturally is. And your blood sugar is naturally more dysregulated. So they need to be prioritized even more in your luteal phase to support those progesterone levels, because again, they are directly connected. The more your body has to produce cortisol as a stress response, and that stress response could be, you know, being in traffic, it could be a deadline, it could be a fight with your partner, it could be not having enough sleep or skipping meals or binging at the end of the day, pounding coffee or pre-workout, nutrient deficiencies, not processing your emotions, being bombarded with environmental toxins, like all of these things are stresses on the body. The more that your body has to deal with those those stressors and produce cortisol, because that's the natural stress response, the lower your progesterone levels are going to be. The higher the cortisol equals the lower progesterone, because your body just doesn't have an unlimited amount of cortisol. It needs to be produced. And what your body does is it uses progesterone to produce more cortisol. So in that luteal phase, if you're like, you know, I'm ovulating, I'm, you know, confirming ovulation with my BBT, with my cervical mucus patterns, like I know, well, cervical mucus doesn't confirm BBT. It tells you that you are approaching ovulation. Tracking your basal body temperature is how we confirm it. You're like, I'm confirming it, Corinne. Like, I got it. I know how to do it. We are confirming it. My temp's staying high for 3 days in a row at least. Like, we are good. But your temperature is then dropping after those 3 days, or you have this luteal phase that's less than 10 days, which could also come with some spotting, some migraines, some cramping, like all the things. But anyway, if that's happening, your cortisol, again, is naturally higher in your luteal phase. So your body is like, okay, your body produced progesterone from ovulating, but if you're not properly supporting yourself in your luteal phase, your body's going to be using more using that progesterone that you did produce to produce more cortisol. So it's like counteracting the fact that you actually ovulated and produced progesterone, and now it's just tanking your progesterone. And again, progesterone is a sex hormone needed to get and stay pregnant. So it's really important to support your cortisol levels in your luteal phase to keep your progesterone high so that you have an 11 to 14 day luteal phase. Okay. The longer your luteal phase is, the better your progesterone levels are, the easier it is to get and stay pregnant. Is that the only factor when it comes to getting and staying pregnant? No, of course not, but it is really important. Okay, I know that if you are listening to this podcast, you give a shit about what you put in your body, you really care about it, and also if you're listening to this specific episode, you are also most likely in the process of trying to conceive postpartum, or you're going to begin the process soon, and you really care about taking a high-quality prenatal. That is why I want to tell you about my absolute favorite brand, because there are so many shitty brands out there. Like, there are some in the stores that are absolute garbage, there are some that influencers recommend that have really good marketing that I've actually done episodes on before that are garbage, like even ones that I see doctors prescribe. And when I say garbage, what I really mean by that is that they're not optimal, right? They don't have the amount of nutrients that you actually need to not only support the baby, but for the baby to thrive and for you to thrive as well, because your body's going to prioritize the baby when you're pregnant, right? So we want to make sure that, yes, of course, we're prioritizing the baby, but that there's also nutrients left over for us. And when it comes to trying to conceive, obviously taking nutrients in therapeutic range, meaning like optimal levels, that there's an abundant amount, is going to help you get pregnant, because your ovaries need specific nutrients to ovulate. We want to improve your egg quality, all the things, but it's also going to improve your actual pregnancy, because the nutrients that you intake preconception, like before you actually get pregnant, are nutrients that are going to, of course, again, support the egg quality, but also support the baby, especially in that first trimester. The most of the nutrients the baby gets is from your nutrient stores, which is really good, because a lot of times in the first trimester, you don't feel like eating as much, you might be nauseous, all the things, right? So it's really, really important to take a high quality prenatal. And my absolute favorite brand is Needed. I've been using them since, I don't know, maybe 8 months before I even got pregnant with Madison. And I'm almost a year postpartum at the time of recording this, which is so crazy to think about. So I've been taking them for over 2 years. I absolutely love them. They, of course, have nutrients that are in optimal ranges, like an abundant amount of nutrients. They have 24 optimal vitamins and minerals. There are some that have literally like 10 things in them. I'm like, this is not enough. They also are in forms that your body can actually absorb, because it's not just what's in the prenatal, it's what your body can actually absorb. Of course, it's in forms that your body can absorb. I love that they have a powder option and a capsule option, because some people don't like taking a ton of capsules, which if you are taking a high quality prenatal, it's going to be 6+ capsules. This is 8 capsules, which yes, it is a lot. You do 4 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon with food, but it's for a reason, because you need that abundant amount. And if you don't like taking capsules, they have a powdered option, which a lot of my clients will put in like their overnight oats, when they're using their Miracle Worker magnesium at night, like whatever it is, they do that too. And it's really helpful. So I love that they have that. And what I really like is that they have plans set up too. Like, they have fertility plans, like first trimester, second trimester, if you're trying to conceive. I love their vegan omega, their DHA and EPA omega is awesome. I love their egg quality support. They also have a iron supplement and a choline supplement. It's really important that your prenatal does not have iron in it, because your prenatal should have calcium, and calcium prohibits the absorption of iron. So we want to take it separate. That's one of the reasons why I really like Needed. related. They have it separately. There's just so many amazing things. And because, you know, it takes two to tango, they also have a men's line. So they have a multivitamin for men. They have a sperm quality support for men. My Trying to Conceive Accelerator clients all have their hubbies on this, their partners on this, because they're really awesome at helping sperm quality, which is so crucial. Even if his semen analysis came back quote unquote normal, which if you listen to this specific episode, you know that's BS. But anyway, really recommend you go and check these out. If you go to thisisneeded.com and you use code Corinne, Corinne, at checkout, you could use my discount. And I highly, highly, highly recommend them. There are no fillers. They do their research. They're third party tested. Like, it is of the highest absolute quality. And they're really big on educating, which I love. You can see so much education on their site, which is so amazing. Of course, if you have any questions, you know where to find me, but highly recommend. thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne, Corinne, at checkout. I recommend this like 6 months to a year before you even start trying to conceive, throughout your entire pregnancy and all throughout postpartum, the entire time that you're breastfeeding. And when you're done breastfeeding, I would say at least 6 months post breastfeeding, I would continue taking prenatal. So it's prenatal and a postnatal. I'm obsessed. thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout. So if you're drinking caffeine, whether it's coffee or pre-workout, even if it's after a meal, I love you. I love you. And if you're listening, you're like, Corinne, I'm only having like the mushroom coffee with a little bit of caffeine. It's like 35 milligrams. And, you know, I'm having it after my meal. So like, I'm good. I love you. But any type of caffeine in your luteophase is going to negatively impact your progesterone levels. Okay. So if you're drinking caffeine whatsoever in your luteophase, if you're skipping some meals, if you're going longer than 3.5-4 hours between meals, if you're counting calories and macros instead of focusing on properly pairing your food to balance your blood sugar, if you're doing intense cardio like spin or running or Orange Theory, or you're using busy as an escape and you're saying how overwhelmed you are with life instead of actually expanding your capacity and making time to meditate and process, like, I see you. Okay. And I'm not minimizing the fact that, of course, there are things in our life that happens that is going to quote unquote be overwhelming. And I'm not trying to say that that's not, you know, going to happen, but it's like, are we going to stay stuck in that? Or are we going to actually expand our capacity? Are we going to make time to do the things that we actually need to feel better in these situations? But if you're doing those things, especially after you ovulate and in your luteal phase, you are dysregulating your blood sugar and you are increasing your cortisol levels, which is directly lowering your progesterone levels and leading you to that shorter luteal phase. And a shorter luteal phase equals some spotting, probably PMS, heavier periods, cramps, clots, and difficulty getting and staying pregnant. Okay. So this is what is going on if you're having that shorter luteal phase. And obviously, I mean, there's so many things I could go into of how to actually support this luteal phase. We talked about it, not drinking caffeine, not skipping meals, doing all the things. But what I really want you to focus on specifically in this is your blood sugar, because that is going to directly impact your cortisol levels. Because when your blood sugar is dysregulated, that is a stress on the body. And that is going to increase your cortisol levels, which is going to lower your progesterone levels. So if you have not yet watched my free training, How to Create Hormone and Blood Sugar Balanced Meals, look in the show notes. I will put that there. It's totally free. It's a training I pulled from the Mind Your Hormones method. So you can at least get that going, at least know how to properly pair your meals so that your blood sugar is balanced when you are eating. Of course, there's so much more that goes into your blood sugar. If you're like, Corinne, I'm already pairing my meals properly, but like, I still feel like my blood sugar is dysregulated, or, you know, your luteal phase is still short and you're having these stressors on your body. You don't know what to do, but you really want to master your blood sugar, because honestly, balancing your blood sugar is your first step to really improving your energy cycle and fertility, which is why I have a whole immersive program on it that teaches you how to do this in a really simple and efficient way. I'll put that link in the show notes for you too, if you want to dive deeper into it, but really looking at how are you supporting your blood sugar in your luteal phase. Again, that free training is your very, very first step, and definitely want to get that under control. But then we could obviously go way deeper. And that's where that program comes in. And of course, obviously in the Mind Your Hormones method, we go over that plus every other root cause issue of your hormones, like your nervous system, your inflammation levels, your liver, all of it. Because again, your out of balance hormones, like your low progesterone level, is not the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem is what systems in your body is actually causing your progesterone levels to be low, which is why we were talking about today, your blood sugar and your cortisol levels, your stress response, because that's the actual root cause. There are systems in our body that actually directly affect our hormones. There are systems in our body that your hormones respond to. Those are the root cause of the problem. It's not the actual hormones that's out of balance. So that's what we have to focus on. Okay. So I'll put those resources for you in the show notes. But what I really want you to do today is, like, first of all, identify, like, how long is your actual luteophase? Make sure you're tracking properly. I have other episodes on how to track using your basal by temperature and all of that. I always recommend Temp Drop, which is, you could use my code AFCorinne, AFCorinne, to get 12% off. It's an armband. It's just, like, super easy to track it. And it's just like the path of least resistance. You don't have to wake up at the same time, all the things. You could check that out. But anyway, the point is, really look at your luteal phase. Like, how long is your luteal phase? Are you in the 11 to 14 day luteal phase range? Like, amazing. Perfect. If you're 10 days or less, okay, what can we shift? Is it caffeine? Is it skipping meals? Is it going too long between meals? Are we really not focusing on pairing our foods properly? Are we doing too much cardio? Are we not processing our emotions? Like, what's actually going on? And then use the free training. And then obviously, if you want to dive deeper, either in Balance Your Blood Sugar or the Mind Your Hormones method, to really go into all of this. But that's what I really want you to look at, because, you know, we could think that, like, oh, but I'm doing everything, quote unquote, everything. But until we really take a bird's eye view and know what actually affects these things, and that your body does change after ovulation. Like, your body is changing after ovulation. Your hormone levels are different if you are in fact ovulating, which means we have to treat our body differently. So the things that you did before you ovulate are not going to work for you after you ovulate. And that's why we have to really make sure we're prioritizing our cortisol and our blood sugar, obviously literally all the time, but especially in that luteal phase. So I hope this was helpful for you. Please let me know if you have any questions. And just, like, I just love hearing from you. There's so many new listeners that are coming and messaging me, like, oh my God, I just found your podcast. I'm binging it. I'm already up to episode, like, 60. I just found it the other day. Or one of you told me that you went, like, on a road trip and you listened to it the whole way. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I just love it. So thank you so much for being here and letting me know that you are listening to it, what's vibing with you, what's going on in your world, so that I can create episodes like this that really are resonating with you. Make sure you check out the resources that I have. And I really want you to just, like, actually get honest with yourself. I'm like, okay, she called me out a few things. I love you, but she called me out. And I'm always going to tell you not what you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you what's actually going to support you and get you where you want to go. So I love you so much. Thank you for being here. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.